is a place where the community can gather and learn, where journeys open the door to new and exciting places. Here is where you'll find stories of kings and queens, faraway lands, and great figures of history. And it all fills the pages that line the shelves, where now begins a whole new chapter. At the corner of Evergreen and C Street stands Vancouver's new community library. After the public voted to support the library in 2006, nearly 50 years of memories finally made the move to a new home.
The move itself of moving the books was quite an undertaking. We hired a professional moving company that had experience with moving libraries, which there's a real art to that. Of course, we were going from all the collection being on one floor in the old building to spread out on four floors on this building.
That means more books, more staff, and enhanced programs, expected to attract nearly 1 million people a year. The building's design incorporates a state-of-the-art early learning center, one of the first in the country, where youngsters can take literacy beyond the pages of a book.
That's going to be a very unique feature of this library. It's really the largest in the country. It's about 4,000 square feet on the children's floor, devoted just to kids from babies through about age 5, and interactive things that they can manipulate and play with and explore to help them develop the skills that get them ready to read and learn in school.
I think the main goal was that we should create a new center for the community, that we should create a place that was for everyone, and it was about pulling people, new users, into the library and really expanding what the library can offer. Probably the biggest, most unique element in this building is the atrium space. We have a 4-story space that really connects all the program together, and it's something that really differentiates this building from any other building in Vancouver and differentiates this library from most libraries. Another unique aspect, I think, is the natural light that we're able to get into the building, but it's all about the quality of the space and reducing the amount of energy that we need for artificial lights.
I think I'm most excited that the people who come to use the library will be able to find spaces that really suit their needs. So we'll have meeting spaces where people can get together with other people or enjoy programs. We will have quiet spaces if you just want to get away and you can find a quiet corner. Lots of places to plug in laptops.
I think the materials really come together and the spaces, the sense of scale, everything really fits well together, and I think it's something that we hoped would all come together, but we sort of took on faith.
The new library's location will draw nearly 2,000 people a day, closer to the heart of downtown Vancouver.
My favorite part about this project was coming back to Vancouver. I grew up in Vancouver, and the opportunity to come back and really make a difference in Vancouver and downtown and how we're reinvesting in downtown was incredibly rewarding.
It's a new building with new amenities, but for lovers of the library, it's still a familiar tale.